in the van.
Twisted Cat and Patch here, and one of my cats.
Apparently Batman is working or something.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's about. So, oh my god, they announced two shows yesterday, or two tours yesterday, that I'm so excited about.
Yes, very much so.
So, In This Moment is doing two LA area shows. We're very excited. I know you'd said the other day, like, they're playing a whole bunch of In This Moment right now on Octane. Maybe there's a tour.
And lo and behold.
Look what you manifested.
Yay.
And then Shinedown is doing a Deep Tracks tour. I'm so excited. Definitely going to see them at the Will Turn on the 14th of May.
What a tiny venue for them.
I know, it's
not
so
that
exciting.
The Will Turn is tiny, but for them.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm actually thinking about getting pit tickets because I want to be up front for that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be up in the nosebleeds,
yeah.
You know, like we usually do at the Will Turn. Thinking about Indio on the 15th, thinking about Harris on the 16th, and Batman was like, hey, do you want to go to Vegas on the 19th? It's the last day of the tour, it's midweek, so we may end up going to Vegas. It's at the Palms, it's at the Pearl. So we're contemplating doing that. But definitely the Will Turn.
And the Novo. In This Moment is at the Novo.
One of the two LA area shows is at the Novo, which is one of my favorite venues. I love the general admission. You actually get to sit in seats with good view thing at the Novo, and they're comfortable. It's not like the Will Turn.
more rock shows or more rock show promoters or bookers or whatever you call them need to put the Novo on their radar because it's such a great venue, but rock shows never play there.
Yeah, and it seems like it's mostly like rap and shit like that.
Which, you know, more power to them. They need places to play too. But,
sure. But I would love to see more shows there.
Yes.
We saw I Prevail there, and I really enjoyed that venue. So.
Yeah, that was a good show too.
Upcoming shows that we're definitely going to. The Who, HU, our lovely Mongolian friends, are on tour, and they're doing like four LA shows. I know we have tickets to the Fonda. Batman and I have tickets to the Glass House. It's all in December. Although if Batman ends up working, Patch, you may have to like fill in.
Shucks. that'll be, well, although I hate the Glass House, but.
Hey, it turns out that one of my dear friends is doing their publicity now. And so I am contemplating asking her if we can do something on their instruments because wow, indigenous instruments in metal is such my like heart. I'm excited. I'm gonna see if we can do that. And then we have tickets to see the Glorious Sons at the El Rey in February.
Yeah, so just to kind of take a step back for half a moment, we haven't seen any shows lately because obviously half of us were out of the country in October. And then when we got back, everybody was sick. And so we've been sort of down. And then there's the sort of November lull that happens.
Right, because nobody wants to tour around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
At least in LA.
So we're talking about shows that we're excited about that are coming up.
Yes. Don't forget, of course, that I did go see some shows while you were in Japan.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of podcasts up about that. So please go ahead and check those out if you haven't yet. This month, Atreyu is playing in LA, like next week, and I'm still on the fence about going to see them. I love them. They're awesome.
They are awesome. They're fantastic. They are local.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And Jonah Matranga, previously of Far, and Fake Figures are playing in December, and Fake Figures actually has some of the members of Atreyu in it.
Ah.
So I may go see that. I've got a note out to Jonah right now to see what time he goes on because I'm supposed to be working that evening. Hopefully he's going on late enough. That's a show I can go see. It's at the Hi-Hat in Eagle Rock or Highland Park.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, like a $12 show or something. So cool. Definitely interested. I believe it's a Friday. So,
and then Machine Head in late December.
I so want to see Machine Head. They're always in LA in late December, at least the past couple years. And I love them. I have yet to see them live. Would love to hit that show.
they come through so often. We see so much about them on our little Facebook group. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't seen them live yet.
I know. It's
because you're always excited about it.
I am always excited about it.
And I'm always like, well, okay.
Well, and the problem, of course, is December. I never have any money because that's when my work slows down. So, yeah, we'll see.
Hello, Kat.
Authority Zero have two shows coming up in LA. I don't even know if you know Authority Zero. They're a pop punk band. They were really big, well, in my world anyway, in the 90s. They were on Lava with, Chevelle was on Lava.
Okay.
Okay. So they're in that vein.
Okay.
And they're from Arizona. I've seen them once. They played some Fat Mike thing down in Orange County that I went to with Jeff a bazillion years ago. But I've covered them before in Flow, Flow 1.0, and very much enjoy them. So I'm considering one of those two shows. And then Memorial Day weekend in Vegas, Punk Rock Bowling. A number of us are getting together. It's going to be kind of a reunion of people who used to go to all the punk shows.
Ah, nice.
So definitely considering that, although that's right on the heels of the Shinedown Vegas show, and I don't know if I can justify going to Vegas.
Yeah, that's twice a little the same week / the week later.
Maybe I should just stay in Vegas for 2 weeks.
Well, if you do your dates right, you can do it all in 1 week.
Right.
Or even 3 days.
Although I'm pretty sure Batman can't be in Vegas for Memorial Day weekend since that's his busy weekend. So.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure it out.
So much planning coming up in the next few months.
Yeah.
Excited to see all of the tours that are going to be announced for this spring.
Yes.
March. Oh my God, March.
Because March is always one of those months. It's like October.
Yeah.
And July.
Oh my God, July. No more shows at Glen Helen. Just no more shows at Glen Helen in July.
Yeah, no. I mean, I will go to Glen Helen if I have free tickets. But other than that, I just can't do Glen Helen. If I have free tickets and I'm excited about the band.
Right.
Right.
Because otherwise, free tickets, you're like, that's far.
And the parking and the drive and the venue itself.
Yeah. Such a disaster, that place.
I'm not a fan. I've never really been a fan. I think the first show I saw there was... Kiss and Aerosmith, like way back in the day.
Yeah, I saw back when it was still Blockbuster Pavilion.
Right. Yeah.
I saw Korn and Rob Zombie.
Well, and the thing that struck me, they used to put all of the portos like along that top ridge.
Right.
And they would echo, which made the bad sound even worse.
And then, yeah, even then people were lighting lawn fires with plastic, and it's just not my favorite.
No.
But yeah, March is probably going to be very exciting. I'm a little annoyed that Breaking Benjamin is not coming back to LA. Hopefully they hear that.
I'm sure they will come back.
On the Five Finger Death Punch tour, they're not coming back.
Well, okay. That's fine. We don't really care about seeing Five Finger Death Punch anyway.
We wait, actually. I mean, their publicist is the Who's publicist.
Well,
so
yeah.
So, Jamie, if you can get them to come back to LA, we'd be into it.
Yeah, that is true. My problem with Five Finger Death Punch is absolutely zero to do with the band.
It's their fans.
And everything to do with their fans. And I don't understand why Breaking Benjamin tours with them. This is like the second time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. We saw them 2 years ago with 5FTP. I have no idea, but I actually want to do an interview with Ivan. I think that would be fascinating now that he's playing.
Yeah.
You know, just to like hear like, you know, his new philosophy on life and that kind of stuff. I mean, I know he's done interviews with other people, but I want one, damn it.
Well, and you've got a really interesting angle to sort of exploit.
Right. All right. So, yeah. I mean, same idea. I would love to interview Brent Smith.
But yeah, same sort of thing. Now that he's clean, I find that a lot of musicians end up with a different philosophy. And I mean, his musical style has definitely changed. Brent's has. And his stage presence has changed. You know, that first show I saw after he got clean this last time, he was like a 5-year-old kid. He was so joyous about what he was doing. And I love seeing that in the performer.
Yeah.
So.
Artists we want to see that we haven't seen yet.
Oh, you know, hang on. I've got
a list.
Way to spring this on me. I do have a list of this somewhere.
Oh, you know. I mean, I'd love to see Seether again.
Yes, yes, but we've seen them. Yes. So let's see. Where is that list? I don't know where this list went. Sorry.
All right, so artists we want to see that we haven't seen yet. Shaman's Harvest. I mean, we caught the very tail end of their set when they were touring with Nickelback.
Didn't we see them one other time?
No.
No?
We have not seen them. We'll do a full set live.
Mm.
And I adore everything about that band. I would love to see them live, especially a headlining set.
Agreed. I would love to see that. Who else is playing these days? I still haven't seen Motionless in White.
Yeah, neither have I. I would love to see them.
Who else?
I hate that LA is such a shit crowd for bands.
It feels like it's changing a little.
A little bit, but it's still like a lot of bands have sort of an aversion to playing Los Angeles. Like Hailstorm doesn't like playing LA still.
Right.
It was last time I had to drive down to San Diego to see them.
Yeah. Always would love to see Hailstorm again. Sure. I'm really excited that In This Moment is coming back through. What is it? A New Year?
Oh, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, yes. I'm sad that I didn't get to see the Hailstorm In This Moment New Year's Day tour.
That tour would have been
amazeballs.
Well, and we were supposed to see New Year's Day a couple of months back, but they ended up having to drop off the tour.
Right.
And that was the whole reason we bought tickets to that show.
Right.
We got to see Einstein Kills, which was great.
Yes.
I very much enjoyed them live.
And we got to see Falling in Reverse, which was horrible.
Yeah, we left partway through that set.
though I'm certainly sorry to hear about their guitarist's fiance's battle with cancer. And
it's no reflection on them as humans. Just it wasn't our cup of tea.
Yeah.
Oh, I need tea.
Yeah, as I was explaining, I was actually explaining that show to my wife the other day. They have cornered, or not necessarily cornered, but they definitely play to the teeny rocker crowd. Not the teeny bopper crowd, but the teeny rocker crowd. And I derisively said, you know, a bunch of screaming 16-year-old girls, and my wife turned to me and said, "What's wrong with screaming 16-year-old girls?"
Well, they're loud.
Well,
and a little shrill.
Yeah. Well, really, mostly it's that they don't necessarily have the greatest taste in music.
Sure.
So there's that.
We haven't seen Killswitch Engage yet, which is interesting.
Yeah. You know, when I sort of first re-embarked upon this journey of live shows and hard rock and all of that, I wasn't particularly interested in going and seeing Killswitch. But I think that's changed.
Yeah, I think that they've developed as artists, and I think they're a little more in our cup of tea area.
Yeah, also my cup of tea has gotten bigger.
Sure.
I'm more tolerant and more accepting and actually like some of the more screamy, shouty stuff. So the Killswitch Engage stuff that goes in that direction annoys me less.
Sure. I would love to see Stone Sour again. I don't think you've seen them yet.
I saw them at Aftershock.
Right.
So, you know, from a million miles away.
Yeah, and festival sound. I've just kind of decided that the quality of performance you get at festivals is not up to what I'd like to see. You know, regardless of the fact that I'm surrounded by like way too many people and I'm usually too far away from the stage, I also feel like the sound is not optimal because you're outside. And it's hard to get a really, really good performance out of a band at a festival.
Yes.
And so I'm less interested in the festivals. Yeah, it's really cool to be able to go see like 20 bands that you've wanted to see, but it's not their best performance.
Right.
So I'm kind of off of festivals right now. Watch, they're going to have some festival that I absolutely have to go to.
You mean like the Rage Against the Machine reunion at Coachella?
Yeah, I'm not going to Coachella. I hate Coachella worse than Glen Helen.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, there's nothing about Coachella that makes me happy. So I'm sad. I'm hoping that they play some smaller surprise LA shows that we get to hear about that maybe we could hit.
That's going to be tough, but yes, that would be lovely if we can manage that. We're going to have to figure out the right people to listen to find out about those soon right. enough, because
those are going to sell out like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe they do one of those like free, you know, we appear somewhere in Hollywood on the street kind of shows that they occasionally used to do.
Sure. But how are we going to hear about it?
Jose.
Okay. Yeah. So Jose, if you're listening to this, don't forget us out here.
We need to see Rage.
All right.
Anybody else?
I'm sure there is. This was popped on me last minute, so I didn't get to organize my brain beforehand. And so this has been a long and rambly weirdo sort of discussion.
I don't think it's any weirder than any of
those. Usually we're a little more focused, maybe sometimes. Yeah.
I have a better voice today than I do like after shows.
Yeah, you haven't been screaming all night.
Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff.